You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know some of you are on the line being patient. Thank you so much. We'll get right to you. Looks like scientists think they have proved that Bigfoot is real. Apparently, the Sasquatch Genome Project has presented footage yesterday that claims Bigfoot exists. Then we have a 3D toothbrush that could clean your teeth in 6 seconds. Pretty cool stuff. Okay. Then we have a story that I couldn't get to in the previous hour, how more of us could probably save lives, according to the CDC, if we just figured out how to do some CPR. It's not that hard, people. Just a little bit of CPR, just a touch. All right. But we got a lot to talk about today, especially your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's get right to it. We got Paul calling from Montana. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Dr. Dahlia. Heard a really good story yesterday. Well, it's not a story. It's a true fact. A doctor in Wichita, him and three other doctors, have a clinic there. And they charge their patients $75 a month for unlimited visits. And then they have their patients set up a tax-free medical savings account, and then they urge them to purchase a catastrophe or whatever plan in case they ever have to go in the hospital, say for a heart attack, cancer, this or that. And because they got the insurance companies out of it, they can get medication, even way cheaper than you can get them at Walmart. And they have unlimited visits. And, like, their blood tests, I forget what they call them, like a CB something. They've got CBC. Those down to, like, $1.50. And they went from zero patients 3 years ago to 1,300 now.
Wow. Wow. It's brilliant.
Yes. And
it is. Paul, by the way, Montana's gorgeous. What city are you calling from over there?
Oh, I live in Ennis, Montana. Beautiful place, just 70 miles north of West Yellowstone.
Oh, my gosh. Jealous. Oh, my gosh. I was at Big Sky last year. Oh, my gosh. It's definitely God's country. It is gorgeous up there.
Yes, we are only 17 miles from Big Sky.
Oh, that's awesome. Paul, thank you. I'll talk about this now. Thank you for calling. You know, I think it's brilliant that people are starting to, on their own, try to figure out ways to help their patients, or patients are trying to figure out ways to get health care. The $75 a month fee, well, that comes to roughly about $1,000 a year, right? $900,000 a year. Now, a lot of doctors are already doing that, where there's either it's a VIP or a concierge or something. There's companies that do it where I guess they take a cut and the doctor ends up making about $1,000 a year per patient. Patient pays like $1,500, so I guess $500 goes to the company or whatever. So there's networks and things like that. And then there's some doctors that just do it on their own. They're like, all right, we'll charge you about $1,000 a year. You could see us as many times as you want, however many times you want. We'll try to find ways where you could do your blood work cheap, where we could do your ultrasounds cheap, et cetera. We'll come up with a way to do this, or we'll just pay for your mammogram or your ultrasound or et cetera. So there's a variety of ways to do it. And that's got to be the good, the silver lining to this crap that we're dealing with now. In terms of, you know, when the market gets too high, everything seems to cycle. Everything seems to correct themselves. So if you never thought labs could become cheap, people are figuring out a way to do it. All right. That is the beauty of capitalism. All right. Somebody is going to find a way always to meet the public's demand. Where there's a demand, somebody is going to work their butt off to come up with supply. Now, many patients, however, okay, may look at the $1,000 a year going, no, I can't do that. Even though 75 bucks a month, looks like with this story of these Wichita doctors, 75 bucks a month is way cheaper than most of the insurance we pay. Unless a patient feels that they have complete protection, if God forbid they need an MRI, CAT scan, or whatever, they're still going to feel forced to go and purchase health insurance. What we're finding, and it looks like what Paul told us about, is they've been able to grow their practice because there's probably a group of people going, you want to know what? If I'm screwed, I'm screwed. I'll get the catastrophic health insurance for if I'm screwed. And since I already have to pay a few thousand out of pocket for deductible for these other regular insurances, I might as well save that for if I do need an MRI and take my chances. So I think that's what we're seeing. And this is something we predicted a few years ago with healthcare, where people are going to start paying cash, bypassing the whole insurance part of things, unless they need something for catastrophic, and just use their own money for what they need, because the cash price of things is getting cheap. I see patients for 50 bucks. So I have a cash rate of $50. Now, it's not like an unlimited fee or anything like that, but if somebody is paying $600-$700 a month for health insurance, they could see me once a month for $50, save those multiple hundreds of dollars if they need to do blood work, etc., especially since their $500-$600 a month health insurance still has high deductible, copay, out-of-pocket expenses anyway. So I think people are starting to see this movement towards we're going to probably have to do it Canada style or European style, where if we don't want to give in to the socialized market, we go and pay ourselves. Now, if your doctor does that, is it worth the money? If you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes and you need to see your doctor every couple weeks, or if you have a cold or asthma or COPD and notice at certain times of the year you come in a lot, I think it's a great deal. That is a phenomenal deal. Now, mind you, the last day of that month, they're going to be very busy, right? Because people are going to want to get their money's worth rather than coming in that next day, that next month. But my guess is they probably have a system where it's prepaid. So it's not like you have to cut a check at the end of that month. But way to go. Good for them. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo. October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is kind of crazy. Apparently there's a dating website called OkCupid.com. And it's a little bit controversial because premium users could pay to filter out people that may not look the way they want them to. Like, for example, you could hide somebody coming up on your filter that is considered overweight, jacked, used up, thin, skinny, etc. And so I guess there's been some concerns. One journalist, James Cook, says while it will probably be common knowledge to many internet dating aficionados, OkCupid's premium search options are eyebrow-raising in an era of tolerance and political correctness. Apparently there's a subscription fee between $4.49 and $9.95 to allow you to filter people by both looks and filter. All right? So, of course, if anybody's overweight, okay, they're probably not going to be coming up on your filter, all right, which is just going to force people to lie, etc. But what I find interesting is this era we're in of tolerance and political correctness. That's kind of, I love reading how other journalists write, et cetera, because I love the way they word things. You know, my grammar has never been my forte. Okay, I can write, right? But when I speak, the grammar just doesn't seem to come as easily as when I write. I write much better than I speak. I do's. Yeah, see, I do's. Now, it's kind of interesting. Are we in an era of tolerance and political correctness? Okay. We're making great movements and strides, okay, with issues in terms of gay rights and gay marriages, okay? We appear to be more open in terms of unifying multiple ethnicities and cultures, okay? We've hopefully done away with many bad words, okay, that shouldn't be said. But then on the flip side, sometimes I see things as we're becoming more and more divided, and I don't want that. All right, I'm almost seeing, and we are seeing. I think we're all seeing race and lack of cohesiveness come out more and more. You know, like for example, the George Zimmerman trial. Okay, that was all about race. Okay, yet there's multiple other cases where race is involved, but we don't bring it up. So are we really being politically correct, or are we now walking on eggshells amongst each other, among women, men, etc., where we're just deciding to now kind of isolate ourselves? Like, for example, breastfeeding. Okay, this is an era of tolerance right now. Women should be able to breastfeed wherever they want, however they want. We're supposed to help our women with breastfeeding. I believe in Obamacare, we're supposed to pay for rooms in our offices that allow women to breastfeed. That's not, so it's extra square footage, right, for a woman to go and breastfeed so she doesn't have to use a bathroom, so she doesn't have to use a kitchen. She has private time. It's cool. This is cool stuff, cool stuff. Now, does it mean coworkers? Does it mean that employers are becoming more tolerant? Or is it they're forced to do this because they don't want to get in trouble and look politically incorrect? Okay? You know, we've talked about certain words used. There's certain words white people can never use. But other ethnicities could use those same words that white people can't. Same thing vice versa with other types of ethnicities. There's certain words that can be said by some but not others. Is that political correctness and intolerance or tolerance? And so I'm a little nervous because as I see things always go in cycles, okay? And we know history can repeat itself. We've seen it, okay? The Holocaust happened in the 40s, 30s and 40s, but we've seen it happen in multiple countries even now. We've seen racial tensions. We still do. All right. There's a lot of issues we don't have or that we don't have fixed. And my worry is while we think that we are in an era of tolerance and political correctness, we may actually be in an era of everybody keeping quiet and laying low and not trying to tick anybody off. Meanwhile, tensions are brewing, okay? And when tensions brew and when we have a pressure cooker, things start to pop and explode. I talked about this with men and sexual harassment in the office, right? We talked about this, okay? Where I don't believe sexual harassment, sexual assault should happen anywhere. Men, women, anything. Kids, non-kids, whatever. That shouldn't exist in the office. That's not the place for the office. However, are we penting people up to the point that things are going to start to slip? For example, okay, we talked about how women, many times women will smack a guy coworker on the butt. Many times women could be a little flirty. All right? And yet the man, okay, will get in so much trouble if he did the same to her. Now, if women feel that those restraints exist out there and that they're okay, they could fix their bra in front of somebody because they know they're good. They know they're in the clear. They know they're okay. If they could, whatever, are we going to eventually have somebody just lose it? We're animals, remember. We're human beings. We should have a sense of control. But maybe we don't. And so how much can a guy take if a woman's flirting, being sexually aggressive, smacking him, sitting on his... I've seen this. Women will sit on a guy's lap in class, at work, and it's supposed to be okay. And you know the guy is thinking, please, for the love of the Lord, get off. I don't need this right now. Something is going to pop. All right? It's going to happen. And I'm a little nervous. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, many of us are ADD. We don't have time to brush our teeth. We don't have time to wait for a poop. We don't have time to cook our dinner. And I guess where there's a demand, there's a supply. Well, Blissident toothbrush can clean your teeth in just 6 seconds. I guess the device is personalized from impressions of a patient's teeth made by dentists. It's a 3D printed toothbrush, can do a quote unquote thorough clean in just 6 seconds. Sorry. It resembles a mouth guard. Instead of brushing, the device is placed on the surface of the teeth and the user bites on the device. Then they grind their teeth to clean them instead of the motion that's associated with conventional brushes. I think it costs close to $200. I'm not sure. It's made of plastic, has 400 soft bristles, and it also has slits for dental floss. The bristles are soft, tapered, being tailored to teeth to brush along the gum line at a 45-degree angle so that users brush their teeth by biting and grinding for 6 seconds. I guess it's called a modified base technique. And I guess the gingival sulcus, which is the space underneath the gum line, seems to get cleaned pretty well. And now, it even, I guess, vibrates. So, okay, I'm looking at this thing. Here's my problem. When are we going to teach people that things take a little bit of work? As we acquiesce to our laziness and our ADD-ness, are we really doing us a favor? One of the reasons why you brush your teeth for a couple minutes is it massages the gums. It brings circulation. It enhances circulation. It cleans things out. And, you know, it stops you from eating and abusing your body for a little bit. We really can't spend a couple minutes brushing our teeth. Now, mind you, since people do brush like crap, I'm for good dental health. I'm for this. I think that would be wonderful. I mean, if we could come up with something that would work. But it's not as cheap as a toothbrush. You know, you're supposed to throw out your toothbrush every month or two. Yeah, not as cheap. But it's interesting to see how society's going. All right, guys, when we come back, exercise may be as effective as drugs in treating many diseases, including deadly diseases. And Obamacare covers exercise. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, we always talk about exercise and diet and exercise, and you guys get sick of the subject, etc. And we know that it does help prevent cardiovascular disease and diabetes. Well, according to Fox News, new research has shown that exercise may be equally as effective as prescription medications at treating these diseases. According to a study published in the British Medical Journal, researchers from the London School of Economics, Harvard Medical School, and Stanford University School of Medicine, so we got some real big guns there behind the study, were interested in comparing the benefits of both exercise and drugs from past clinical trials to see how much they compare. According to lead researcher Hussein Nasi, says what we have is a body of research that looks at benefits of exercise alone and a separate body of research that looks at benefits of drugs on their own. There's never been a study that compares these two together, so they decide to look at it. So don't you love that? It's smart. You know, there's all these studies. I should do that. I should just one day wake up, you know, like I do in the middle of the night after the cats or dogs wake me up, and just decide to take a look at a couple studies and make a study comparing the two. Why not? Anyhow, he and his team looked at four areas of health where evidence has shown that exercise can have life-saving benefits: secondary prevention of heart disease, stroke rehab, heart failure, and diabetes. Then they compiled a list of the different classes of drugs that people usually take for this. Okay, and they came up with about 300 different trials to analyze. The study looked at over 339,000 people, 15,000 of whom received physical intervention for their health conditions, while the rest were included in drug trials. Overall, the researchers showed no difference between exercise and drug prevention in the secondary prevention of heart disease and the prevention of diabetes. With stroke, they actually found that exercise was better than drug treatment in terms of extending that person's lifeline. Now, diuretic drugs, water pills, seem to still do better than exercise for heart failure patients. Makes sense. Decrease the fluid coming into the heart, weak pump, all right? Given their findings, they say, look, just because you're diabetic or have heart disease doesn't mean to not take the pill. But exercise needs to be implemented. I agree with that, okay? I know we kind of make fun of Obamacare a lot on the show, right, where Obamacare will probably cover you doing exercise, but they may not cover your pills. We joke, but that could be true. Remember, we're rationing a lot of health care right now, okay? I could very easily see that a few years from now, you do not get the medication unless you've proven that you went to an exercise therapist or went to a gym. That's going to be very interesting. Which, by the way, can you guys start logging all your Weight Watchers, Nutrisystem, gym memberships, etc.? One thing I'm starting to notice, especially when it comes to bariatric surgery, is this trend where nothing gets covered until the insurance sees that you had put in work for at least a year or two. Are you guys noticing this? Some of you that wanted to get the weight loss surgeries, etc. All right. Now, those of you who have already documented. Now, insurance companies are smart. Many of them will say, no. Starting today and from a year thereafter, we want you to document. Now, why do the insurance companies do that? Well, one is if you lose weight on your own, you don't have to pay for the, surgery. Number two, people get very excited about having a surgery done. After 365 days, they may not be as excited. Maybe you forget, lose interest. So it's a cost-saving technique. I could very easily see insurance companies say, look, we're not going to pay for the diabetic pills and these extra medications if you don't prove that you did an exercise and try to watch your weight. So for those of you who are already doing some of these programs, it doesn't hurt to start keeping a paper trail. All right. We have no idea what's happening with healthcare. No idea at all. Start keeping all your receipts, Weight Watchers, Nutrisystem, Metafast, whatever. Show proof that you have been working your workouts, even take a picture of you working out. The more proof you have, and again, it's cheap. Throw it in a computer file, whatever. Start documenting stuff. Just a prediction. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is interesting. They say many patients who underwent bariatric surgery continue to use chronic pain pills more frequently than beforehand. So, bariatric surgery, whether you have the lap band, gastric sleeve, bypass, a very common result is weight loss. And when you lose weight, right, you should hopefully be able to have less arthritis, less back pain, etc. Why the hell would opiate use be up? Now, my guess is maybe you're not allowed to take the aspirin, the anti-inflammatories, and so you have less pain. And actually, it looks like this is what they're saying. They looked at different health, 10 different demographic and geographic U.S. health systems, looking at 11,700 patients who underwent bariatric surgery. They were aged 21 and older. And here they say it. They go, because of the avoidance of anti-inflammatories and the lack of efficacy of medicines like Tylenol, the options for pain medicine were limited, and they had to end up then going to the opioids. Now, this is exactly what we are seeing with my older individuals with arthritis. I start to see that their kidneys look funny. I tell them to stop all anti-inflammatories, naproxen, ibuprofen, etc. Tylenol doesn't do the trick, so they go, Dalia, I'm in pain, what do I do? So I say, look, I'm going to want you to see the orthopedic specialist or the arthritis doctor. Maybe you could get injections, etc. But in the meantime, I'll give you a pain pill to cover you. I've done it. Now, I only give them one prescription. But what if they don't want to go to the orthopedist? What if the orthopedist can't help them? And they're now afraid to take naproxen and ibuprofen. You see how they could very easily go to pain pills? Very easily. So for those of you that very commonly pop these anti-inflammatories, okay, have your kidneys checked, please, because you may not be able to stay on them. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Multiple sclerosis. Multiple sclerosis cases has now hit 2.3 million worldwide. They say people living with multiple sclerosis has increased by 10%. It's a very debilitating neurological condition. It affects men, but more so women. Twice as many women than men. All across the world, more commonly though in the Northern American and European countries, even though we are starting to see some in Africa. All right? We're usually see it in the more the higher latitudes. Not sure why. Maybe lack of exposure to sunlight. Not too sure. We usually do MRIs when you start to feel weakness, less strength. We could see lesions within the brain, etc. But why is this so much more common? Now, unfortunately, many of these medications that we use are very expensive. And many countries can't afford these medications. Multiple sclerosis medications, far and few between. And some of them are phenomenal. I've had some patients that are doing extremely well. Unfortunately, with multiple sclerosis, you lose the demyelination of the nerve. So the nerves kind of lose their protective sheath. You become disabled, wheelchair bound, and then you start to deal with many of the other types of conditions that happen with that. God bless all of you guys dealing with multiple sclerosis out there, but 2.3 million people worldwide, that's some scary stuff. As Obamacare unfolds and you guys are finding an insurance plan, you need to make sure that that type of medication is going to be covered. No way to get a guarantee long term, unfortunately. No way. But it is urged that you make sure that if you are being evaluated for a neurological condition, et cetera, you try to get MS diagnosed as quickly as possible and you start getting treatment right away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, Bigfoot, real? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of a hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Bigfoot. I've never really followed the whole Bigfoot thing, okay? But I guess during a news conference in Texas, a group of experts played several short clips of what they described as never-before-seen HD video of a possible ape-like creature. It has very short, grainy, out-of-focus clips of various, I guess, human-like hairy figures moving about the wooded areas of Kentucky. Now, the Sasquatch Genome Project has spent $500,000 on collecting data and evidence over the past 5 years, and Dr. Melba Ketchum says this is a very serious study. She is an expert in forensics and is the director of the project after being impressed by the evidence. I mean, she is a doctor. Okay. Not sure a doctor of what, but it's, I mean, I, I'm, I mean, we have some pretty learned people, all right, looking at this. I don't know much about the whole Bigfoot. I mean, does Bigfoot attack people? Or is there just Bigfoot? I don't know. So I guess the exclusive footage came from a similar effort dubbed the Erickson Project, which was led by Adrian Erickson. They captured video and DNA evidence from the elusive Sasquatch. The clips were shown, and nobody thinks they're dummied up. I mean, I'm looking at something right now. I mean, it looks like a gorilla, but, you know, what if apparently, you know, there are some people that have a lot of facial hair, a lot of body hair. What if these are people that really aren't necessarily big feet, that are just very, very hairy? I mean, there have been conditions where people have hair all over the body. They look kind of like werewolves type of thing. And they look like gorillas because they're walking upright, like people do. What if it's that and they're in hiding because they don't want people to see them and they don't want to be on camera? I don't know. PhD candidate Josh Stevens mapped out the 3,300 possible Sasquatch spots since 1921 and found that people do seem to see this hairy creature in some regions more than others. Bigfoot has supposedly been spotted 3 times more often in Missouri than Kansas. Okay, hi. If you guys know more about this. So anyway, they think they have actual evidence, even DNA, on this Bigfoot. We will keep you posted. I want to look more up on this whole Bigfoot thing. I mean, I remember talking about Bigfoot as a kid. I don't know. Needs to be put to rest as far as I'm concerned. Let's just figure this out already. Let me see here. This is very interesting. We've been kind of watching in horror this NYC video footage of this SUV biker altercation. Now, you guys remember that? We talked about this yesterday. Well, apparently there was a bunch of bikers on the street in formation. There was an SUV. Some bikers started riding up on this SUV. One biker got in front, slowed down, and the SUV hit it. While the SUV was stayed put, from what I understand, after hitting the driver, I believe the driver of the SUV felt like he was going to be in danger, and you immediately see him drive over somebody and get the hell out of there. The bikers followed him until he got stuck in traffic, pulled him out of his car, beat the crap out of him. Now, the biker that allegedly got in front of him, slowed down, and got hit originally, Edwin Mises Jr., suffered broken legs and spine injuries, according to his wife, Diana Mises. Now, I'm not sure if I believe this is the same one that then got run over as the guy in the SUV was trying to flee. Apparently, Diana said there is no hope for his back. They crushed his spine. They broke it in 2 different places, so he will be forever paralyzed. Another man was also injured. Bikers chased after the SUV, then beat the driver. Some of this altercation that happened Sunday was captured on a helmet-mounted camera, worn by another rider and posted online anonymously. Since then, I guess the wife had said that the biker had been portrayed as villains who ambushed an innocent man driving his family, but she said her husband was the victim, and that the blame should be shared. Now, you know, we're still trying to figure out what the hell happened, because this is kind of scary. It looks like, from what we understand from the footage, and thank God there's some footage, that there was a family, that there was a kid in the car, the wife, and it looks like bikers are surrounding this car. One shoots out in front of it, immediately slows down, and then this happens. And, I mean, this is something you would see in a movie. You know, where, you know, somebody's driving along and then some bad guys want to corner him. So somebody just thinks innocently something's happening and all of a sudden they get stopped and then they get killed. Right? From what we understand, Mises has 2 kids of himself. He's known as Jay Meezy. He's an aspiring rapper. From what we understand, he was part of a quote-unquote unauthorized motorcycle rally. Not sure why he cuts in front of the Range Rover, staring at the driver while he's slowing down, but you don't really see the whole bump. All you then later see is the SUV later bolt the hell out of there as all these bikers starts surrounding the car. Now, what do you do in this situation? Okay, you know, the first thing I'm thinking of is, where's the cops? Did anybody have a phone? Did anybody call the cops while this was happening? And then, you know, could they have just stayed put? The problem is when they were stuck in traffic a few minutes later, the glass got beaten and broken. He got pulled out and beaten and slashed. He's still alive. But what the hell was going on? Now, we're hearing a variety of rumors that the bikers wanted to own the road at that period of time, that the SUV was not supposed to be there. They were supposed to be owning the road. The SUV was at the wrong place at the wrong time, and they wanted to get that SUV out of there and not riding. Not sure why somebody would put his bike right in front of them. Not sure why somebody would I'm not sure. I mean, I know cops are able to slow down cars by letting them bump into them and stopping them, etc. Not sure why motorcyclists do that. That makes no sense. And you know, bikers, I mean, I'm a huge fan of bikers. This is kind of odd. It's seeing something like this happen. And so, of course, many of us are looking at this as, you know, here's a family just trying to drive down the street, and then they get ambushed. Now, if it didn't happen that way, and maybe the car ticked them off, so now somebody got mad, and now they decide to pull them over, still, somebody should have called the police. Nobody should have taken matters into their own hands either way. Did the guy get out of the car, or was he pulled out of the car? Was he trying to protect his family, so he got out of the car and took the beating out of the car? All right? What threatened him to the point that he had to drive over the bikers to get the hell out of there? Was somebody saying, we're going to kill you? So it leads a lot of question, but definitely a lot of media coverage on that, and people want the blame shared. I would just really like to know what the hell went on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We say goodbye to Tam Clancy. Tom Clancy has died at the age of 66 in his hometown, Baltimore, Maryland. He wrote many thrillers, including The Hunt for Red October, Patriot Games, Clear and Present Danger, Sum of All Fears. His next book, Command Authority, set to be published December 3rd. 17 of his novels ranked number one in the New York Times bestsellers list, including his most recent Threat Vector, which was just released in December, last December. Phenomenal stories. Not sure, unfortunately, what the cause of death was, but we say goodbye to him. Bed sharing. Many of us sleep with the babies. Being so worried about SIDS, over the last 20 years, the number of parents sleeping with their kids have doubled. The problem is this is dangerous. We don't want you to be bed sharing because that could actually cause sudden infant death or accidental suffocation. We'll talk about this later on in the week, but please don't sleep next to the baby in the bed. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that laws have been passed that would allow the federal government to pick you up unknown to others, without legal advice, be held indefinitely, no one knowing where you can be located? The United States is fast becoming a dictatorship with no opposition. Another law that's making its way out of committee would revoke your citizenship even if they accuse you of being a terrorist. Is this what Americans want? Dictatorship We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.